It's 1942, and we're in a small town called Broome, on the lands of the Yawuru people on the northwest coast of Western Australia. A young boy from the former Dutch East Indies is playing with his toys on a flying boat.
So my mother stayed with me.
She had taken some toys
with her. My favorite airplane, which was a sort of metal plane with folding wheels, and some soldiers.
Outside, a local Aboriginal lad by the name of Charles D'Antoine is working at the bay.
And my uncle Charlie's job was to, he went out, he cleaned the boats. His job was to clean the flying boats, and they'd refuel the boats.
And suddenly, there was a lot of noise.
And then when he saw the Japanese Mitsubishis, he knew that they were going to be attacked. The water was alight, there was billowing smoke, planes were all on fire and things like that. So he jumped in, and there was a Dutch lady and her child.
At that moment, I didn't know who saved me. What is special is that he was there to save us, because I didn't really understand the situation.
But he never, to this day, got any recognition from the Australian government. It was the Dutch who honoured him and recognised him for what he did.
I think it was the people he couldn't save that bothered him the most.
I'm Paulien Roesink, and this is Uncle Charlie, the Invisible Hero, a podcast from SBS Dutch and NITV Radio. Over three episodes, I'll be speaking to historians, community members, and survivors about the 1942 Broome attack. I'll be asking what it means to be acknowledged for heroism, to figure out why Uncle Charlie didn't get recognized by the Australian government. Listen to Uncle Charlie, the Invisible Hero, on the SBS Audio app or wherever you get your podcasts.